There was once a Rav in Eretz Yisrael that said a certain kula, that it's mutter a certain malacha on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. On Yom Tov Sheni, a certain thing is mutter to do. Now, Hagoyin Ha'adir of Avram Genachovsky, Zecherno Levracha, who was a baki in Kol HaTorah Kula, and was also a Goyin Adir in Gemilas Chasadim, heard this psak, and he held that it's open mistake. This thing is not mutter to do on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. It's aser. He went into the stipler, Goyin Zecherno Levracha, and he discussed it with the stipler, and the stipler said it's clearly aser. The Rav needs to be corrected. So a Talmud who was very close to Rav Avram Genachovsky, and he knew that Rav Avram Genachovsky did everything utmost in his power never to hurt the feelings of another person. He wanted to see, what is it, Rav Avram Genachovsky? How is he going to correct this Rav without hurting his feelings? So he saw Rav Avram Genachovsky take out a piece of paper that he's going to write the Rav a letter. So this Talmud recalls, he says, I figured, you know what Rav Avram's going to do? He was a master at making people feel good. He's probably going to write in the letter a bunch of compliments. You're such a Talmud Chacham. You do such unbelievable zachen and psukim. But in this one thing, you made a mistake. I want to correct you. But that's not what Rav Avram Genachovsky did. Listen what he did. He wrote in the letter that I heard Mipia Shmua that you, this Rav he's addressing, you said that so-and-so thing on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, so-and-so thing that the Shiloh was on, this Malacha, I heard that you said it's usur, it's not permitted, and I'm writing you this letter to tell you that you are right, you are correct. It's I have an often a raya that it's muchach in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's usur. And I spoke it over with a stipler and he agreed with me that it's usur. And I just wanted to compliment you that you are mechavin la mita shel Torah. This is the letter that he sent to Rav. What I've so amazing, so many times, you know, we look at it like, okay, I don't want to be criticized, someone hurt someone's feelings, but if they're doing something wrong, if they're being over, I'm a furish halach and shulchan aruch, so I have to correct them. You know, their feelings now, you know, whatever, we have to correct them. Rav Avram Genachovsky, who a mistaken halacha bothered him to no end, but he knew how to correct in a way with not only not criticizing, but building the person up. I heard such a shmua. Okay, the Rav must have thought he heard wrong what I said, but it's a good thing that I was mechavin, that he heard the shmua the opposite way, and he heard that I did not permit it, when I really permitted it. But this is something that we have to really internalize this message. That when we need to criticize, we should be careful to do it in the least painful way to the person. And if we can't do it in such a guyness to turn it into a compliment like a Rav Avram Genachovsky, but at least we should take away the biting, the hurt, the criticism from what we're saying and do it in a way that doesn't hurt the feelings of the person. And especially if we're dealing with our spouse. And especially if we're dealing with our parents, that we need to correct them from something. We should internalize this message to do it in the least painful way possible.